Coach, thanks for joining me. You guys, just a tough loss overall here tonight. The effort was there at times, but Hugerton was just too much of a task to handle tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're better than us right now. And you know, that same team beat us three times last year by about 35 average on an experienced team that we had. And so they're going to get better and better. And we know what we're up against. And, you know, we did have some good effort today, but a lot of times it wasn't a controlled effort. It was out of control, put us in bad situations, and still not doing the little things. And that was the most frustrating part about this game. It's not losing to a good team. It's not losing by as much as we did. It's the little things that we can control that we're not doing, like blocking out and making a strong pass with purpose every time the ball leaves our hand. Those are things we have to clean up.
And I noticed one thing that you mentioned, that you struggle with the rebounding on the defensive end. And Hugerton, a lot of second-chance looks. And at the same time, it just seems like Hugerton fed off their steals on defense and transitioned. The fast break points were big again tonight as well.
Yeah, and we know that's what they want to do. And we were prepared for that. It's just we didn't – our girls didn't understand how quick they were and how good they were in it. And so – you know, one thing that we did better is we had a safety back when we shot the ball. But what we got to understand is we got to get all the way back, because we got back to about that volleyball line, the red line past half court, and then girls still sprinted by us. And we got to get all the way back to defend that transition, because, you know, this is a very good transition team, and we made them better tonight.
Once again, Coach Shelby Crawford joining us here representing the girls' team. And he had one player double figures. Keanu Yeager hit three threes for you tonight. And it was good to see her leading the team and scoring. Nancy Wiebe, she just continues to provide a spark off the bench. She had 9 points and led you guys in scoring for most of the ball game.
Yeah, and she has a motor that doesn't stop. And I love what Nancy brings to the team. You know, and she finds a way to get there. You know, she got to the line early when we were struggling to handle pressure. She's one that got to the goal and got fouled a few times and made some foul shots. And you know, without her, it would have been uglier, because we didn't handle pressure very well. Kiana, you know, she's made six threes on the season as a sophomore, and she hadn't made a three in a varsity competition, middle school, JV last year. You know, she didn't make any threes. And so the time she's put in the gym this summer has really paid off for her shooting, you know. But with that being said, you know, I'm frustrated that we are settling for outside shots. That seems to be the only shots we're getting up and the only thing we're looking for. You know, we want to get the ball to the middle and have some cutting, and we're just not doing that, because we're relying on making, you know, a couple more threes a game.
Well, a tough setback for you guys. Just a tough stretch of four games that you guys had concluded there, 1-3 in that stretch now. You have about an 18-day layoff between games. Play on the 6th of January at Southwestern Heights and host Colby. I know those are going to be some very competitive ball games there, starting off out of the Christmas break there.
Yeah, we're thankful that it's Christmas break, to be honest with you. You know, we're kind of tired of each other. You know, I'm coaching a little harder than I am last year, you know, holding them to higher expectations. And you know, it's wearing on the girls a little bit. We're building each other up as well, but excited for a break, excited to get back in the gym, you know, after Christmas and prepare for Southwestern Heights. You know, they're young and new coach too, and they're struggling a little bit, and so we hope to be in a competitive game there and play better. You know, each game we're looking at taking steps forward, and that's our next opportunity to do so.
Scott City Lady Eagles falling tonight here, 87-35. Coach Shelby Crawford joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. And, Coach, thanks for joining me here tonight. You have a good Christmas, and I guess we'll talk to you on the other side of the Christmas break and New Year.
Sounds good, and have a Merry Christmas, Adam.